It's time to talk clubs. Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Welcome back, ATA Nation. This is episode 71 of the ATA Nation podcast. We are quickly coming to an end of 2022. This will be our last regular episode. I'm looking at doing a like year in review kind of episode sometime in December, so you guys can get that as well. But we usually take the month of December off. You know, we've got lots going on. Everybody's got a lot of holidays. Everybody's got, you know, planning for the new year, those kind of things. So we're hoping to get a end of year review episode in 72, but if not, you'll understand why. But today I wanted to talk clubs. Club locations make up a huge percentage of the owners, the licensees in the U.S. A lot of people don't understand what a club is the benefits to having a club. And what we did was we went ahead and had an interview with a club owner, Miss Yeasted, and she got a club and wanted to talk all about it. And I'm looking in 2023 to have more club owners on to give their experience about what it's like to own a club, a martial arts club location. But I wanted to bring you that interview first. And then after the interview, don't leave right away, because ATA has actually got something special going on for anyone who might be interested in starting a club. So let's get right to our special guest.
Special guest interview.
Hey, ATA Nation. We have another awesome guest with us today. Ma'am, I'm going to let you introduce yourself and tell us where you're from and what your school or club name is.
All right. My name is Julie Yeasted. I'm a third degree black belt from Mooresville, North Carolina. I have a school in Mooresville, North Carolina, and I also have a club in Mooresville, North Carolina.
That is awesome. Well, we just got back from Nationals, from Fall Nationals, which was a great event.
It was.
But I wanted to get you on and talk a little bit about clubs, about what a club is and what your experience with a club is. So can you first kind of give us, there might be a lot of people out there who don't know what an ATA club is versus a regular school. Can you give us a little example, a little information about what a club is?
Sure. So an ATA club is designed for much smaller groups. A lot of times you don't have a brick and mortar. Like, for example, my club is, we don't own the building. We don't pay rent on the building, anything like that. And we only teach 2 days a week in that club. So that's been my personal experience with the club there. And it's fantastic.
So, yeah, the idea of the club is, you know, you've got a local. So what's your club based out of? What other building is it in?
So my club is based out of a local school, Pine Lake Preparatory. It's in their lower school. So it's kindergarten through fifth grade is basically who I work with as a part of the club.
And how did you get started in that school as a club?
So we've been involved with Pine Lake for many, many years. Before I owned the school and the club, I went in there and I taught some classes, built up some relationships with the teachers there. And after we purchased the brick and mortar school, we were approached by Pine Lake saying, hey, do you want to come in and teach the after school program? Previous instructors had experiences with them before. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. So we started just coming in and teaching a little after school karate program. And it started growing, and now we're up to, I think this time is actually 24 students. So
wow.
That was, yeah, it's pretty cool, actually.
So what made you guys decide to go the club route for that versus just having some kind of after-school program, some affiliate with your regular school? What made you go, hey, let's make this its own thing?
So one of the reasons for starting a club is if in the future you want to expand into a full-fledged school, I've been told it's a lot easier that way. Matt Herreau was very, very helpful with setting up the club and whatnot. It kind of gets a foothold in that part of Mooresville. So when we're ready to grow beyond a club, we kind of have a student base already set up.
Mm-hmm. Is this club location, how far is it from your full school?
So by driving, it's probably about 15 to 20 minutes, depending upon, you know, good old North Carolina traffic, sometimes a little bit longer. So no more than a few miles, somewhere between 10 miles, I'd say.
To 10 miles. Yeah. Sounds good. Well, I know being in Pittsburgh recently made me remember why I live in a small town. Traffic is not my friend. So this is a little bit of a distance. You probably have, before you guys were in a club there, were there students from this school that are attending your main school, or is it kind of separate and it was a good fit to, have a completely, different location there?
So we did have some students, that we had previously taught there. Basically start training at our brick and mortar. However, based on where it is in Mooresville, demographically speaking, it's kind of weird. Like, we have two zip codes and we call it the 115 versus the 117, and Pine Lake is in the 115 and our brick and mortar is in the 117. And it's just so much easier for the students that live in the 115, if you will, to actually train at that club.
Yeah, that makes sense to have kind of its own separate thing. It worked out demographic wise and kind of location wise to have a separate thing. How was it? Because I've heard of clubs in, you know, community centers and things like YMCA, stuff like that. I've never heard of one in a school. How has that relationship gone? How did you build that up to be able to have a full club in a local school?
So really, it's all about service. The lady that is in charge of the after-school program there, she had previously removed martial arts instructors there because of a lack of service on their part. Not showing up on time, you know, I'm not going to say what school it was or anything like that. But so when I'm there, I make sure, one, I'm early. I get everything set up. I make sure to help wherever I can. And I just provide good service on the mat, if you will, to the kids as well. And just keep a really good communication with the people inside that school.
That makes sense. What are from your view, you've got a full-time brick and mortar school. You've got this club. What would you say are the benefits to having a club, maybe starting out with a club? What have you seen as something that is like, you know, you'd tell somebody like, hey, the club is a great way to go.
Oh, I love the club. I have a lot of background in the financial sector. So financially speaking, clubs make so much sense to get started with. The overhead is so much more minimal than trying to go in and start with a brick and mortar first. My partner, Mr. Bowen, and I have been talking about maybe starting a club in another town on the other side of the lake from Mooresville, and eventually expanding that also into a brick and mortar. Just, I love the idea of clubs. Financially, they make so much sense for beginning with.
That makes a lot of sense. I have some friends that they trained with me for a long time. They moved away. There was no school where they were, and they were interested in possibly looking at the idea of a club because they love to teach. They like that kind of stuff. But there was the financial side, you know, figuring out, you know, taxes and paying all this kind of stuff and whatnot was a little bit of a barrier for them. Do you feel that a club is a good way to get started in understanding some of that, or is it easy to you know, have the business side be a little bit less, you know, crazy for a club for a beginner?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One, because you're only there 2 days a week, it gives you time to kind of figure things out, if you will. For those of us who may not have a lot of financial background, I feel like that is a good basis for learning how to manage the business finances, the business expenses, the taxes, and all of that as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you, and you said, so your arrangement for the school that you're in, is there a fee that you guys pay the school for using the facility? I know every club has different arrangements depending on where they are. So I just wondered what your guys' might look like.
So actually, we do not have to pay them. They, in fact, pay us to come in. And
nice.
Which is very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Very, very
nice. Then do you have a, then do the individual students pay you as well, or is it all through the school that way?
So the school actually, the school receives the payments from the students, and then the school cuts us a check for that.
Makes sense. Very good. Do you guys use some kind of software when you're selling, you know, do they do gear? Do they, do you do attendance? I'm just trying to get a sense of what kind of responsibilities a club owner might have. And again, all clubs are different.
Right.
But just kind of looking at that for a club, somebody who's looking like, hey, you know, there's a local community center in my neighboring town. I might want to start a club. What do I need to sign up for?
Right. So with the club, one of the biggest things is communicating with the facility or organization that you have the club in, what their limits are. For example, I cannot have gear. So all the kids learn one steps, and I'm also not allowed to bring weapons to the school, even though they're made of foam and rope. They don't like the idea of me running around with a nunchucks or a plastic sword. So,
yep.
But we're able to do everything else. We do one steps, forms, kicks, board breaking, self-defense, all that good stuff. So really focus on teaching the kids the life skills too. Now when it comes to recruiting, I honestly run a lot by word of mouth there. I not just from the kids, but from the teachers, because as you know, martial arts is so good for helping kids learn more about discipline and confidence. So I have teachers who've seen the results of students that work with me, and they tell parents, hey, you should have your kid try this. It really helped this student out with focus. I think it can help your kid out too. So it really does work very, very well by word of mouth there.
Well, that's awesome because it keeps your expenses low as well. Yeah. And word of mouth is one of the best marketing tools we've got out there. And it just sounds like you're really set up nicely that you can continue this club. You just continue for, you know, ever if you want to, but with growing that student base, kind of learning, getting that word of mouth and whatever, if you were ever interested in expanding it, you'd be able to do that as well. That's an interesting setup. What would you say are one or two, you know, we talked about the advantages. What might be a disadvantage to having a club versus going to a full school?
So obviously with having the club, there are limitations. Like, for example, I love sparring and I love weapons, and I hate that I can't teach the kids that. So that is definitely one of the disadvantages. The other thing is if you are not respectful with, you know, your teachers and all that, you can get kicked out pretty quick. You know, it's obviously not happened to me, but I have seen it. They told me about instructors that would not show up and they immediately cut their program. So you are kind of at the mercy of your facilitator or the business that you're working with. But in general, as long as you respect them, they respect you, and everything goes pretty well from there.
That makes sense. If you were, so you mentioned that you guys might be looking at doing a second club. If you were looking at doing another club, would you go again to a school? Would you try some other kind of location? Like I said, I've heard of some in churches. I've heard in some of, you know, community centers. What are your thoughts on other locations?
So for me personally, it's all about keeping my eyes open. So just looking for opportunities. We have a possible or potential opportunity in a church right now. But we've also talked to different rec centers and whatnot, like YMCAs, talking to them about different things. And, you know, we get a lot of no's, but eventually we're going to get a yes, like we did with Pine Lake, and we're just going to keep going. So, but yeah, definitely just, I'm willing to work anywhere as long as we can get in there and start teaching some ATA life skills and having fun with martial arts as well.
Well, that's great. I think it's such an, maybe an untapped thing. Like you said, you know, you guys got a brick and mortar school, but this is a great way to kind of get some other little places, feeders, or, you know, get your foot in to start, move into a larger location afterwards. Or I know plenty of people who've just had clubs forever. You know, that's what they want to do. And you can, you know, for you guys, you said your current club is up to 20, 25 people, something like that. If I were a third degree, you know, I've got another job. Is the club something that is, breaking even? Is it making money? Is it, what's it look like, financially that way?
You know, obviously it depends on your skills and managing expenses. However,
that's very true.
Your odds are of making profit sooner are much higher with a club than with a brick and mortar. And for those people who have those 9-to-5 jobs that are maybe looking for something like a club, one, that's an easy way to bring in some extra income. And how awesome is it to be able to make money while pursuing your passion? So that's exactly amazing.
Well, and that's what a lot of club owners, it's something they just want to do on the side. It's not they don't want the hassle of brick and mortar and, you know, having to do the full thing and making sure, you know, you make everything work fine. And a club is a great way to pursue, like you said, pursue your passion, not have to necessarily worry about running this, you know, crazy big business or whatnot. But I like your guys' how you're doing it as well, kind of putting these seeds out there and seeing what grows and whatnot that way as well. So any last advice for someone who is, you know, maybe they're a high school kid out there, you know, teaching for their instructor or, you know, in the legacy program, and they're like, hey, you know, maybe school ownership or club might be something that I want to do. What advice would you give them?
Definitely coming from that perspective, find somebody, hopefully it's your instructor that can really mentor you and guide you and help you in working towards that goal. Get to know Matt Hero for sure. he's very helpful when it comes to setting up clubs and all that. And he's actually, he's on top of it. We were talking the other day about a club and about a potential spot for a club. He went in and he checked out the demographics and everything. And we were talking about different options that we could have there. So that would be one thing. And then again, like I said, be looking for opportunities. So don't shy away from a church. Don't shy away from a rec center. You know, check all those different places out. Go into the elementary school. Start volunteering. Start offering to teach just special classes to go in. I'm very involved with all the local elementary schools. That's actually another place where we're looking to set up a club is at an elementary school as part of the PE program where they'll be able to test in school. So there are plenty of opportunities out there. Just keep looking for it.
Well, that's great advice. I think, we want to do this series. You're the first one that we're talking to about clubs. It's just one of those things that, you know, we don't see as much of,
right.
You know, I was on a call the other day and I believe they said like 25% of the licensees in the US are clubs. And I was blown away. I had no idea there were that many clubs. So I think it's a great untapped resource out there.
For sure.
And I want to thank you for your time and sharing your expertise. I'm sure if somebody's interested in club ideas and stuff, they can reach out to you as well.
Of course.
You said, Matt Hero at ATA headquarters is the guy to talk to as well. And I'm sure he can hook us up with some other awesome club owners like yourself that can give some advice as well.
For sure.
Awesome. Thank you for your time today, ma'am.
Oh, you're welcome, sir. Thank you so much.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
Well, one of the things I want to tell you about that's going on in ATA Nation is that if you are interested in having a club license, you know, maybe it's time for you to step out and start a club. This is the perfect time to look into that. Actually, you can reach out to Mr. Matt Hero at ATA headquarters. And there is a special deal going on right now For anyone who is going to start a club or an enhanced club. Now there's some different requirements, when it comes to what a club is, but, it usually has to operate in a membership based facility. So like a church, a health club, rec center, something like that. And a regular club can't operate more than 2 days a week. An enhanced club can't operate more than 5 days a week. So those are just some of the requirements for a club. You'll have to get with, Mr. Hero on the rest of them, but here's the deal. If you are, looking to maybe do this, if you talk to Mr. Hero and get it all set up, you don't have to have the facility all set up and start classes and stuff, but you got to get everything set up with headquarters before the end of the year. So before December 31st, 2022, the club application fee is usually $5.95, but it's only $50. Right? And you get your first 6 months of your license fee completely free. All right. So 6 months license free, completely free, application fee, just $50. So that's incredible. I mean, you wouldn't even have to, I mean, ideally you'd get, you know, started real soon, but you wouldn't even have to start classes, you know, right away because you've got some free months of license fees. The enhanced club, has the same deal going on. Okay. $50 application fee, 6 months of free license fees. So that is huge. And the commitments for these, usually your license is like a 3 year license. For these, it's just a 12-month license. So this is really could be a really smart time to look into a club for yourself. Maybe talk to your instructor, see if, you know, is this the time, you know, I've been thinking about this. Maybe we should, you know, start 2023 with a bang and, get our club started. So, talk to Mr. Matt Hero at ATA headquarters. If you don't have his email, just, shoot me a message on Instagram, DM me on Instagram over at the, ATA Nation podcast. Instagram feed, and I can get you his email, no problem at all. Okay. So that's gonna wrap up our episode for today. We, like I said, are super excited about what we've done this year, about what we've got coming next year. I know I teased this project that I'm doing with team sparring, and it didn't get as far as I wanted this year, but we're gonna kick off 2023, I think, with some really cool things. So I hope your family has a great holiday, and until next time, make sure you're out there taking action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Man, I was going to get this episode out for Thanksgiving week. And then things went crazy. My kids are all sick and snotty. My wife got sick. At the end of the Thanksgiving week, I got sick. So it was just nuts. So it just didn't happen, guys. And I apologize. I try to be consistent every week, but I just didn't get it for you guys. December will probably take the month off. I'm going to try to get a end of year episode in there, maybe a happy holidays episode, something like that, something quick, fun. But, until then, guys, take care. Reach out on Instagram. We're going to be doing some fun stuff in 2023. If there's anything you want to see or hear, I should say, on the podcast, let me know. If there are guests that you want to listen to, if you want to, suggest somebody, let me know. We'd love to hear it. Hey guys, take care.